We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning. You made it to Friday. Not unlike it. I love it. Feeling real good. 6:07 in the morning right now. My name is Edgar. This is Brian. Good morning, Brian.
What's happening, everybody?
Woo-hoo. Good morning, Chelsea. Good
morning.
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. You can call or text us at 877-971-HITS. Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
And good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Happy St. Patty's Week in our body.
Yeah.
Oh, look at Brian coming alive right now.
Yeah, bro.
It's like his wrestler entrance music, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I don't really get hyped for the 15th, man. It's the 17th. It's like, you know, it's like we're celebrating my Christmas a couple days early.
Yeah.
It feels all right. I'll do it. I'm wearing a Mexico soccer jersey, so you kind of see. All my Ireland stuff's in Atlanta.
Majestic, DJ Majestic texted us in a group text. They're like, yo, let's rock green tomorrow. We're like, yo, how did you think of that? It's a great idea. So to celebrate, I'm rocking. Same thing. The only green stuff I have is like Mexico national soccer team stuff. So I'm wearing my jacket. Chelsea, you're rocking green.
Yeah.
I love it.
Thanks.
Tamara, you rocking green?
Yeah.
It's like a forest green.
Nice. Went forest on it.
Okay. I see you. DJ Majestic got green laces on his J's.
Yeah. A little
I'm down with that.
Too. Yeah.
Producer Brad definitely rocking the green this morning.
Of course.
I mean, somewhere. Women just have a better diversification of colors in their closet anyway,
yeah.
Right? Like, I only own green for St. Patrick's Day. Like, that's it. I don't generally buy green stuff
at all.
Nah, it's just not a color. I mean, I keep it very neutral.
Mm-hmm. There you go, bro.
Same color jeans, same color shirts, and a hoodie.
Man, I'm excited to get to this a little bit later on in the 6 a.m. hour. I know you are, in case you missed it yesterday, but Chelsea revealed to us that last night she went to a party that was actually based 5 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
It was a speak into existence party.
Yeah.
We can't wait to get all the details on this, Chelsea. And you actually recorded some audio from what was being spoken about at this party, right?
Sure did. Yeah, it's I listened to a little bit of it this morning, and I realized last night it was probably more fun in the room doing it than like it probably is going to be to hear it. But
usually alcohol helps.
I would say based on like Chelsea's energy level so far, it's an exhausting trip coming back from the future.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm wondering if the makeup you have on is still from last night or if you got up extra early to rock it out.
Chelsea,
today.
Let me ask you this. Are you back from the future?
I'm not quite sure. I'm kind of in that like blurry state right now. Right. It's unclear.
She's like, I haven't gone to bed yet.
We were trying to get either DJ Majestic or Tamara, our social media guru, to go with you. Did mm-hmm. they show up last night as your guests?
They did not.
Oh, hell no.
So,
Tamara said,
upset.
Legit, Tamara's that one friend. She's like, oh, I can't. And she just made up some excuse. I got to get my ashes.
Done.
I got to get my eyelashes done. Tamara, did you get your eyelashes done?
No.
No!
You didn't?
Damn.
Oh,
damn.
Oh,
canceled on me.
You could have come still. Last minute then.
Yo,
come
trips
on.
To the future are dangerous.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Hopefully you have some awesome weekend plans. We're about to share ours and check in on Monday around this time. See how things really went. You guys know I have a lot of dad fails, a lot of husband fails. But I think this one tops the list, man. The fail I had yesterday with my wife, who actually just pushed out a beautiful Tapatia baby last weekend. Like, all that mixed in makes it that much worse of a fail that I had, okay? So let me break it down to you. And I need to dig myself out of this hole this entire weekend and probably for the rest of my life. So basically, her and I were texting, my wife Jenna and I, right? And remember, she just gave birth to Alani on Sunday. Super blessed, they're doing well. And her parents came down from Watsonville, so like by Santa Cruz, to be with her for the last 2 weeks, right? And they have businesses up there that they run as well. But they've been out here, they've been amazing, we're super blessed to have them. And the game plan is that they're going to go up north,
you know, every once in a while on the weekend, take care of business while I'm at home on the weekends helping Janet out with the kids, right?
That makes sense when you're around.
Right. We have Ariela, who's 2 years of age and so on and so forth. So yesterday I'm texting with her talking about, you know, when her parents, what weekend they should go back. I'm like, babe, you know what? Have them go back this weekend. They've been here for 2 weeks. That way they feel at peace that their businesses are taken care of. She's like, no, not this weekend. I'm like, babe, yeah, just let's just get it over with. And that way we have them for the next 2 weeks and they're more at peace. I'm like, why not? Why not this weekend? She's like, maybe because it's my birthday this weekend. And maybe I want to have my parents here with me.
Wow. Yeah, that's a whoops right there, dog.
Damn. Not to be a millennial right now, but it's not my fault. It's my newborn daughter's fault, yo. She hijacked my wife's birthday already.
I mean, no offense, but you got a lot going on. It's not, I mean.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate
right? Like,
you,
that's
bro.
A lot. One.
I appreciate you.
If we get through a break, every time we start the show this week, I'm like, is Edgar going to let some crazy word we have to hit the dump button on slip? Because you're trying to say something else, right? Because you're tired. You're not operating on a full tank of gas right now.
Absolutely, yes, Chels.
Also, you set the bar really high because, like, last year you got like a mariachi band. You did a whole surprise for her, so it's like you can't go down from there. Like, this year has to be even bigger.
Yeah, I mean, when she came home from the hospital, I did have ceviche and rosé waiting for her at the house with balloons and flowers all over.
That's good, but
I should have had a happy birthday balloon there.
To be fair, I think she probably just wants a chill weekend, but
she
just
really
you
does.
To recognize that it's her birthday, have the parents around. Because the last thing you want to do, listen. I watched a mannequin give birth yesterday at a nursing school, and I'm terrified for, like, I can't imagine anyone going through that, and that's a mannequin. So I imagine she's just going to want to be like, no, let's just relax.
La regué, man. It was a terrible mistake, but I'll make up for it this week in some way, shape, or form. I don't know how yet, guys. So any ideas, text in 877-971-HITS. Brian, what are you getting into this weekend, bro?
You know what? I got absolutely zero plans, and I'm okay with that.
Oh, that is awesome,
I'm okay
bro.
With that. I'm going back to Atlanta. I'm going to see my girlfriend. It's St. Paddy's Day weekend. I got no plans for that either. I just don't care. Wow. It's been a busy couple weeks. I'm going to go into the weekend, see my girlfriend, see my dogs, and just chill out. And whatever happens, happens. I'm sure something will, but I'm not
simply meh.
No. Meh is all I want right now, man. This has been a wild week, and I'm ready to sleep in, and meh is good with me.
Mm-hmm. You want to trade for this weekend?
What? No.
You want to trade bros?
No. I don't even want to see that mannequin again.
Chelsea, what are you going to get to this weekend, girl?
I'm actually doing a little work this weekend.
Okay.
I'm excited about it, though. Tomorrow, I'm hosting this fan event at the Troubadour, which is like my favorite venue in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And it's basically this K-pop artist, Tiffany Young. She was a part of one of the biggest girl K-pop bands called Girls' Generation.
Yeah.
And she's like launched her solo career. I've known her for a few years now, so I'm doing kind of like a Q&A with her, and she's performing. And I just looked, there's still some tickets left. So if you guys are available on Saturday and you want to come see Tiffany perform and see me interview her, get tickets.
Get it, girl.
Be all over that girl K-pop if I was going to be here, man.
Chelsea, you want to switch roles this week? Anybody?
No! Just take your wife out for her birthday.
All right, coming up.
The Chelsea Report.
Oh, it's a very special Chelsea Report. It's
more of a report on Chelsea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very true.
Future Chelsea.
So yesterday at this time, in case you missed it, Chelsea revealed to us that last night she was going to go to this party that was going to be based 5 years from now. It was a Speak Into Existence birthday party. You had to show up as who you were going to be 5 years from now. How are you going to be dressed, et cetera, et cetera. Is Chelsea married? Did she have a baby bump? Did she wear a baby bump last night? How was she dressed?
Well, it's not even like you have to be that character the whole night. Like,
yeah.
Everything you answer and when you talk has to be based on the character. So it's like an internal costume party.
Yeah, and that was the thing. Like, I got an email yesterday morning. It kind of stressed me out because my friend who, it was her birthday. She was hosting this party. She was like, I'm going to be very strict about you guys staying in character. Like, there's no conversations about last week, about 2019. We are 5 years in the future. So it stressed me out. And immediately.
When did she send that email?
Early yesterday morning.
5 years and 2 days ago. Sorry, the wheels will catch up. You're tired.
All right, Chelsea. So you walk into Mer is her name, right?
Mer.
A cute me.
Mer.
Her name is
simply Mer.
Happy birthday, Mer. So you walk into her house, she's hosting you, and what happens?
So right when we walk in, she immediately sets the ground rules.
Okay, and thank you for recording audio, by the way.
Yeah, I have audio for it.
This is audio from 5 years from now, by the way.
Mm-hmm. I want us to do a few rapid-fire rounds, saying where you're at right now, this point, 5 years. What's your proudest success? How do you feel energetically? And what was the how I built this moment where you're like, oh, my God, 5 years ago, I almost thought this was going to happen, and then it actually opened up into our orgasmic phase.
Just happened there, some orgasmic thing.
Yeah,
after the orgasmic situation, somebody hit a gong.
No, they did not.
Bro, did you not hear that?
I didn't know what it was.
Listen,
it was a sound bath, too.
Man,
did you hear me though say over the audio? I go, that's a lot, because I was so overwhelmed. I was like, wow, those are a lot of questions in a row. How am I gonna do it?
Magic going on in there.
Party sounds like a blast, yeah. Honestly. Sorry, I missed it.
I mean, here's the thing, it actually was fun. Like, it was, I mean, I love Mayor and I love a lot of people that were there I knew, but there were some people I didn't know. But the funny thing was, I was so stressed out about like coming up with my future, but like, she kind of did it for me. Like, she kind of, the minute we, like, literally, she turns to me after she said that little speech you just heard, she turns to me immediately and she's like, Chels. And then she just goes into this whole spiel about my future.
Oh, damn.
And I didn't even have to say that much. She kind of almost had it, like, planned out for me.
I thought it would speak your future into existence.
I mean, I guess we're doing it as teamwork.
Yeah, your friend brought you over and she just had a crystal ball. It was like, this is what I see in your future, Chelsea.
Right, let's see who Chelsea is 5 years from now, according to Renner.
So, guys, this is my friend Chelsea. She just hosted New Year's Rockin' Eve this year. Uh-huh. And she has a show, 4-Hour Detour on E, where she shows touring musicians around.
Yeah.
And it just won an Emmy.
Just won an Emmy. Thank you. It's been a really big year. I can't believe, like, our Amp Morning Show is number one. It took us 5 years to get there. It's been cool, and I feel like Brian and Edgar and I are getting along.
Hold on, Brian's having a fit. What happened, Brian?
She said it took us 5 years to get there.
Well, you know,
good God. Can we shoot a little higher than that? Maybe three.
Chelsea,
oh my God, if it takes us 5 years to get there, we may not be here in 5 years.
Still be number two.
Yeah, I was like, excited. No, we don't have that much time. Anyways, let's continue here.
Brian and Edgar and I are getting along really well.
I know, it's crazy that Brian was actually one of your maids of honor at your wedding with your now husband. I mean, the funniest thing about that is you literally got engaged to one of your Australian listener turned musician.
What a babe.
Victor.
Victor? I mean, it's like I never thought I'd be engaged to somebody named Victor.
I know.
We met at Erewhon.
Because he was like, oh my God, you're that VR radio show girl.
Yeah. You're my punk rock princess.
You remember, you have such a good memory. I told you that.
You would be my punk rock princess. I would be your garage band king.
And I think we're going to get engaged this year. I have this feeling. I don't know.
I'm so confused. I thought you were married to him. And at the end, you said, I'm going to get engaged this year.
It overwhelmed me when she said that you're married already. So I was like, no, I'm going to change that right now. I'm going to overturn.
It overwhelmed me when I became a maid of honor all of a sudden. I'm like, what in the hell?
She also went on to
say, big changes for me in the next 5 years. Namely, my gender identity? Is that what I just heard?
She wanted to say you also like planned my bachelorette party. You were a big focus in my future.
She does not know me at all. Lucky to get me at a wedding.
You don't know yourself.
Yeah.
Apparently not. I need to go to Erewhon and find a crystal ball.
Yeah, maybe you need to come to the next party.
If you just tuned in, you're hearing us speaking about a party that Chelsea went to last night that's based 5 years from now. Chelsea, how did you decide to go dressed?
Okay, so I was overthinking it all day.
Of course.
Because that's what I do. And I kind of got in my head, and I'm like, it has to be something good. Like, it has to be like a power color, you know? Mm. And so I went with my power red pants. Because red represents power, strength, passion, and love.
Of course,
so
duh.
That's what I did.
What did Myrna think about it?
She liked them.
She's like, powerful pants, great, Chelsea.
You know? Yeah.
Chelsea's like, actually, guys, she chose them for me.
I know.
All right. Huh. Here's the thing. I want to ask you, if you're still listening, I appreciate you. If you were to have gone to Chelsea Speak Your Future into Existence party last night, that was based 5 years from now, who would you have been in the future? Call in. Text us, 877-971-HITS, and this song goes very well with this topic. Fly, fly. 877-971-HITS. Good morning, happy Friday, Chelsea. I am so happy you're back from the future.
Yeah, me too. I'm feeling very reflective today, you know, thinking about what the future was like, what it's, you know, what I need to do to get there.
You know what a hangover will do that to you. Yeah, I get real reflective when I've had a few drinks now too late. Like, man, well, I need to pull it together.
Say no to drugs. I'm glad you're back from the future because it's going to be a gorgeous weekend here in SoCal this weekend for St. Patty's. We're going to be in the 80s and sunny, and we're speaking about this, about the future, because Chelsea went to a really cool party last night. It was a friend's birthday party, and the theme was speak it into existence. The party was last night, but it was based in 2024, 5 years from now into the future. You had to show up as who you are in the future. Chelsea showed up. She was married, according to her friend, hosting all kinds of TV shows, still decided to stick with us somehow. Appreciate you for that, Chelsea.
Of course.
And I was a bridesmaid in her wedding, and apparently I did all the planning. So I've got probably the wildest 5 years coming up ever. I'm going to become a bridesmaid, and I'm going to start planning weddings. All the things that fly in the face of who I am right this very second. So I'm in a transitional phase.
You better start working on your speech for my wedding.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to start working on a lot of stuff.
Brian, what are texts saying in regards to who they would be if they went to this party 5 years from now?
From the 714, we got, I'll be rich AF. Y'all want to come over.
Amen to that. I'm down.
Keep it short. 615. From the 615, sad thing first I thought was, I'll be divorced.
Not good. No.
I want to know, are they currently married?
I don't know. They didn't say it, but they said, looks like it's a time for a trip to my therapist.
Whoa.
And then from the 661, this person took it for I think the divorce thing took it serious, but it more of a joke. But here we go. The 661, 5 years from now, I'm a best-selling YA author.
Yes.
My wife and I run a queer retreat. Farm space with a bunch of animals running around.
Oh,
one or both of us will be pregnant. I would recommend, after going, seeing Edgar go through childbirth this week, that both of you not be pregnant at the same time.
Oh, no.
Definitely. All hands on deck, right?
Don't go through it. Not that I'm complaining about my wife when she was pregnant at all.
Never. Why would you do that? Never. Not even close.
It's tough. Yeah. All right. Barbara from Santa Monica. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
So if you were at Chelsea's Speak Your Truth party that was last night but based 5 years from now.
Who are you in the future?
It sounds confusing, but it's really so simple, you know?
Oh, very simple. Who would you have shown up as, Barbara?
Well, I am a MasterChef champion.
Really?
Yeah.
Already? In 5 years or
are
now?
Are you speaking that into existence?
In 5 years.
Okay. Yes. I'm here for this.
The more I'm listening to this whole premise, it just sounds like a costume party. You guys just did Halloween in March.
But then it also sounds like what our texter said yesterday from the 310. The whitest party ever made. Barbara, congratulations on winning MasterChef.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's been a wild ride.
Anything else you want to add? The more details, the better.
You know, last night I could barely even make it to the party because I was coming off of a plane from Paris.
Okay.
I borrowed it from Gordon Ramsay.
Hey! Yes. You guys are homies. He's still alive in 5 years?
Wow.
Oh. High blood pressure. The guy's always pissed off.
Doom that guy.
He's very nice.
All right, Barbara. We love you, girl.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Brianna from Moore Park.
First of all, Chelsea, I have to salute you for going to this party. I think it's so freaking cool. I would love to have a party like that. I think it kind of motivates people to stay focused and actually have to think about where they want to be, because I feel like we're in this place right now where everyone's kind of all over the place and trying to find themselves, especially with like my age group of friends, which we're all like 27, 28. I think you owned it.
Thank
and your red
you.
Pants were a great decision, number one. Okay.
Red pants all the way.
Yeah. Power pants. Power pants.
It is funny because I found myself being so nervous going, and then it was like, oh, you're obviously just, it is. There's anxiety around the fact of like figuring out what your future is. What are your goals? And so when I was there, it was a lot of fun. So I will invite you next time.
I would love that. But myself in 5 years, hopefully I'm married. I see myself with some kids. I see myself, you know, maybe with my work, having my own branch, my own store.
Yes.
And just kind of killing the game and living my life and raising kids and just being happy. I think that's the biggest goal, to just be happy wherever you're at in 5 years.
Brianna, what color pants are you wearing 5 years from now?
Oh, you know, Chelsea laid it down. I got to go with red.
Yes.
There it is. So high.
Let's start a trend.
I just want people to say, like, pants. I'm wearing a thong, yo. I'm laying by a pool. I retired in 5 years.
Winning.
Oh, you guys are going to go in your boxes, aren't you? You're just going to be like, I'm here. It is what it is. Moving on.
Yeah.
Brianna, thank you for listening to us. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, you guys. You too.
Thanks.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. And good morning, Annie from Long Beach.
Hi, good morning.
Happy Friday to you. This is a judgment-free zone. Go ahead and confess your cray. What did you do, Annie?
Well, I started to get really mad at my boyfriend. We don't text, we just DM. So Instagram is really the only way we talk.
That's an interesting strategy.
Wow.
He wasn't responding to any of my messages.
By the way, just side note, I actually appreciate the fact that you only DM, because I've had conversations with friends. We'll have a DM conversation and then somehow it gets switched over to text and I get confused.
Yeah, just choose one, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So good job on that. So Annie, where did your cray come in?
So I realized that he didn't like a picture I posted earlier in the day. He wasn't responding and I started to like freak out. I didn't know what was going on. I spiraled a little bit and I was like, oh my God, he doesn't want me to see something. He's hiding something. So he blocked me. He's probably got some like up on his page or something. And I was like, oh my God, he's cheating. He has to be cheating on me. And I freaked out and I broke up with him.
Wait, what? How did you break up with him if you couldn't get in touch with him?
I texted him.
She broke down. What did he say
it's
about
it? Serious
the,
if you text.
Yeah, what did he say about all the Instagram stuff though? Because he didn't block you, right? Or did he?
I mean, I didn't know. It was like during when everything was all shut down. So I just texted him and I was like, I can't do this.
Oh, this happened on Wednesday when Instagram went down, when it broke down.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
So you literally sat there, stewed in your emotions. You thought of every single million what if and like scenario gone wrong. And then you convinced yourself to break up with him. What did he say when you did that? Did you blame it on Instagram?
Well, I was just like, you're obviously hiding something from me. And I know you're not telling me something. And I said, you haven't messaged me back all day. You haven't liked any of my pictures. And I was like, I can't do it.
Wow.
She's like, and he's like, why do I have a boyfriend if you haven't liked my pictures?
I know. That's
like, that's
funny,
your purpose,
bro. I've been in trouble for not liking photos.
Like, he always does right away.
Annie, let me ask you this. How long did it take you to come to the conclusion that he was definitely had cheating on you and you broke up with him?
Like an hour and a half.
That's pretty fast, man. Zero to break up in 90 minutes.
A relationship established on trust right there. So after you text him that we're broken up, how did he react?
I mean, he was confused, like upset and mad. And then I eventually did find out that Instagram was down, which I did not know was going on. And so he told me that he knew. And I was just like, you know, I don't know. After I did it, I was like, this actually feels right. And I don't want to get back together.
Wow. So you're still broken up.
Hold on.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing. Instagram actually being down was really good for you. It gave you clarity.
Yeah, I think it did. I think it did push me in the direction I wanted to go, ultimately, even though I went insane a little bit.
Well, Annie, it gave you insight to the fact that you obviously don't trust him whatsoever.
Yeah, I guess not.
Yeah, so that's good. Okay. It's kind of cray, but it worked out.
It always feels like a relationship that is only communicates through DMs would end like this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For some reason, I don't know why, it just seems like kind of normal.
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, Annie, congratulations. You're going to be single for this St. Patty's weekend.
Yes, I am. And I'm okay with that.
Inspiring crazy right now.
Thanks, guys.
The Chelsea Report.
The main headliners for LA Pride 2019 have been announced. And they are...
Mm-hmm.
Meghan Trainor.
Hello, darkness.
Hey. That's not nice. Producer Brad.
Because you know I'm all about that bass. About that bass. No trouble.
And British electronic pop trio, Years and Years.
Well, you should set me free, baby, if you're over me.
Yeah, are you guys excited?
Sure. Where do they... I love Pride, man. I'm excited just for Pride.
It's great.
Like, just the vibe itself.
Yeah, if you haven't been, man,
artists.
Santa Monica Boulevard, the whole thing just shut down. Mm-hmm. And everyone... It is a magnetic energy. I've never actually seen where the headlining music acts happen because I never make it that far down the route. I'm always like right around the Hudson on like Crescent Heights is where like where brunch has overtaken me and I must go home.
Well, it happens June 8th through the 9th. So get excited for that. This is cool. The theme this year is #JustUnite, promoting the progress that LGBTQ+ community has made while working together and serving as a reminder that there's still more work to be done.
Absolutely.
I like that.
What a cool message too, because you can take that and extend it beyond just the LGBTQ community and put it to everybody. You know, religion, race, especially with the tragedy that just happened in New Zealand and things. Man. I feel like it's one of those things where we can use, like the LGBTQ community can use it to like inspire everybody to just
unite.
Yeah, United. It's going to be a good one, man.
Yeah, definitely. So this is huge, especially for me coming from kind of like the YouTube world and knowing a lot of YouTubers and watching them just grow to be very successful. YouTuber Lily Singh is getting her own late night talk show.
That's awesome. But I do have an announcement, and that is that your girl is getting her own NBC late night show.
You're getting your own show. So this
I am. And to clarify, it's not Jimmy's slot.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say that.
So,
that would be a horrible announcement.
She's got such a cool vibe, crazy talented, and right now the only female with a late night show on network television. Wow.
So yeah, big.
Dope right there.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, too, you just like, I hate it. I mean, we want diversity. We really want it, right? But then now you got to step up and watch it. You got to step up and support it, right? Like Michelle Wolf lost her show on Netflix. Samantha Bee is on TBS, but that show gets reduced in time and things. So we want it. She's talented. Now support it.
Yeah, she's female. She's from Canada, and she's also Indian. So that's pretty cool.
Canada! No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Brian's like, strike that.
They're taking our jobs, these Canadians.
The show.
Oof, thank God. It's not us.
The show will air, it'll take over, replace Carson Daly's show, 1:35 a.m. talk shows. It's a random time. I didn't realize that it was so random. The show is going to be titled A Little Late with Lily Singh.
Good for her, man. Major props.
And some incredibly sad news. One Direction's Louis Tomlinson's 18-year-old sister passed away yesterday.
Oh.
Total shock. 18. Yeah. The cause of death is being suspected as a heart attack.
What?
Which is super scary because apparently there were no warning signs. She had no previous trouble with heart disease or anything. Didn't even run like the family.
Any out of the ordinary symptoms or anything like that?
Yeah. The news broke yesterday. Louis has not made a comment about it yet, but hearing that he's surrounded by family, he's obviously devastated because they were incredibly close. And and he just lost his mom a few years ago, too. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, our sincere condolences to the entire family.
Yeah, man. And, you know, when you hear things like this you hear it happening in your friends' families and so on and so forth, man, it just reminds you, man, the greatest gift we have is the present. Make the best of it. Love the people around you. Put them first above and beyond any other ridiculous, trivial things that you got going on in your life. And let's enjoy each other, man. And just unite, right?
Truth.
Yeah, I love that.
Let's get it.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you, Chelsea. Every Friday around this time, we got the hookup hotline. It's like speed dating, but live on the radio.
We take two listeners calling in, shake up their weekend, get to know somebody.
And after talking for a bit, you decide if you're feeling it, you want to hook up, and then if you're, not so much, you can just hang up.
It's that easy, man. Just ghost. You do it anyway.
Just take off.
All right, we have Alyssa, age 26, from Fullerton. Good morning, Alyssa.
Hi.
Here is Kyle, age 28, from San Dimas. Going to take you to Raging Waters if you guys go on a date.
Man, I still have a yearly pass at that place.
That's a great date. I'd be down for that.
Raging Waters, it's great.
Kyle, what up, bro?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Oh, he definitely goes to Raging Waters still. All right, guys, 97.1 seconds on the clock. Let the hookup begin. Go.
Hey, Kyle, how are you?
So far, so good. How are you, Alyssa?
I'm good. Listen, I have a question. Since St. Patty's Day is this weekend, I was just wondering, when was the last time that you got lucky?
The last time I got lucky was last year.
Wow.
Last year?
Hey, what's wrong with that?
A few months ago.
Oh, he's just changing.
Wait, you can't change it.
Well, it's the same thing. A few months ago was last year, guys.
Last year was a few months ago. Come on.
But you're
editing. Stop grilling him, guys. He's not like he's Colton. Chill out.
I mean, are you doing okay over there?
I'm doing fine. I'm busy having fun and looking for a date this weekend, Alyssa. I got a question for you.
Okay.
Are you a smooth peanut butter or a crunchy peanut butter person?
What? I mean, I'm crunchy, I guess. I don't know. Is there a deeper meaning there? Or
You tell me.
Kyle, you're a real zany dude. I can see that now.
I have another question. Are you a dog person or a cat person?
I'm neither.
Time's up! Time's up!
Hey, I want to hear his response to that. What do you think about her being neither dog or cat person?
What animal do you like?
I mean, I like ones that don't live in my house and shit in a box. You know what I mean?
Kyle, we're going to put you on hold. You won't be able to hear Alyssa's answer. She wants to hook up or hang up. That way you're not swayed by it. All right, buddy?
You got it.
Oh, my gosh. Alyssa, what are your thoughts on Kyle? Hook up or hang up?
The peanut butter questions were weird.
Yeah, you can say that.
No, I feel like he's kind of a nerd.
Yeah.
By the way, nerds rule the world now, FYI.
But not in a good way. Not like a building an app nerd.
I just feel bad for him a little bit.
Go ahead, Alyssa, express yourself.
I do feel kind of bad for him, but like, that's not cute to me. You know what I mean?
So you'd rather have a dude that's getting lucky and smashing every week?
No, I just rather not date a dork.
She wants a smooth peanut butter. Someone who's a little smoother in the bedroom.
Exactly. You get it.
I get it, girl.
Alyssa, you are awesome. Your response to that question is gold. All right, so hook up or hang up?
I'm going to have to hang up. Tell him I'm sorry, but just nah, dude.
No. We'll let you do it.
Okay. Hold on, Alyssa. Don't you go anywhere. Hold on. Hang tight. Yo, Kyle.
Hey.
Hook up or hang up with Alyssa, my man.
Oh, well, you know, she sounds smart, confident, and fun, so I'd love to hook up.
Oh, I'm sure you would.
Chelsea. All right, Kyle. Hang tight. We're going to bring her back on the air.
What'd she say?
What was that? Was that Jessica or Kyle? Was that you, Kyle?
That was me. I'm like, what'd she say?
Somebody's mom, like these Doubtfires. Like,
hello.
Alyssa, Kyle wants to continue the hookup.
Uh-huh. Well, I really wish you the luck of the Irish, but I'm going to have to hang up.
That's fine with me. Next.
he just thanked you next to you.
Wait, Kyle, we don't have anybody else on the line, so I hope you got other plans.
Yeah, there are other fish in the sea. I mean, bad call by her, but what are you going to do? Thanks for the fun, guys.
Hey, Kyle, aww. I love your perspective on life and your fun attitude, man. You enjoy yourself, my man. Not like that,
happy
guys.
Happy St. Patty's Day, everybody.
Happy Patty, St. Patty's Day. And Alyssa, thank you for giving the hookup hotline a shot.
Thanks, guys.
I guess raging waters it is for this weekend again.
Oh, there is no way that dude doesn't bore his friends to tears with magic tricks. At every party, he's like, guys, the quarter was behind your ear.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
It's your chance to win 4 passes to the advanced screening of the movie Us by playing SoCal Shock Trivia. By the way, movie opens in theaters March 22nd. From the mind of the Academy Award winner Jordan Peele comes a new nightmare, Us, from Universal Pictures. All right, let's go to the phone line and see who's going to be our contestant this morning. We got Cecily from Riverside representing the IE. Good morning.
Good morning.
Cecily, thank you for being with us. Who between Brian, Chelsea, and myself do you want wearing the shock collar in this trivia question game?
Okay. I don't want him to be mad, but I have to choose Brian again.
Again?
You did it last week, too, bro.
Hey, but I'm going to be at the screening. Does that change it? You're going to have to see me face-to-face on Tuesday.
I'll give you a hug.
Oh, man. All right, this is the way it's going to work. By the way, we're on Instagram Live. If you've never seen somebody get tased or shocked, it's awesome. At 97.1 Amp Radio. Oh, Brian, man. It actually looks kind of sexy on you, bro.
It doesn't.
The little collar.
I don't know, man.
No, Chess?
I know. That was a weird comment to me. Make Edgar.
Yeah, listen, I can say that, bro.
Man. To me, when I saw it on video last week, it looked like some sort of weird, like, adult apparatus you would buy at, let's just say, an adult store.
Alright, so we have 3 questions for each of you about SoCal. Whoever gets the most answers correct wins. The twist is, though, Brian, you're going to be wearing a shock collar, and every time you get an question incorrect, you will get shocked by Tamara, our social media guru.
That is the most terrifying part, is that Tamara's got this big old grin on her face.
And you know what's great about it? If you're watching on Instagram Live at 97.1 Amp Radio, Tamara will put her left hand in front of the camera or the phone, and you'll see the button being pressed as Brian gets shocked.
Don't do it.
All right. Brian, step outside the studio, please. Stepping outside of the studio. Brian, stepping out.
I should do it right now.
I'm all flustered right now.
All right, Brian, stepping outside the studio. We're going to go with Cecily from Riverside first. Her 3 SoCal questions. All right. Woo. You ready? Here we go, Cecily.
Yeah.
Your 3 questions are, here we go. Name 1 odd-numbered freeway in Southern California. Odd-numbered...
215.
The who?
The 215.
Okay. Number 2, name the singer that was born and raised here in L.A. and just performed at the Super Bowl halftime show.
Adam Levine.
Okay. Number 3, name an Irish-themed cereal that is consumed here in Southern California.
Lucky Charms.
All right, there it is. All right, there it is. There it is. Get Brian back in, please. Get Brian back in.
Hi, Brian.
Brian back in the studio. Just to let you know, bro, she got all three correct, my man.
You're the worst.
All three correct. You all right? Here we go, bro. I believe in you, bro.
So nervous right now.
So far, she got all three correct.
I'm sweating.
We're going with your three questions. Are you ready, bro? Remember, if you get them incorrect, you will get shot.
And she got all three right?
All three. All right. SoCal trivia, baby. Ready, Brian?
Yeah.
30 seconds on the clock for Brian, please. The 405 freeway is the busiest freeway in America. How many cars, on average, pass through it on a weekday?
What?
Fair. Yeah.
She got this right?
Yeah.
4 million?
That is incorrect.
Tamara got me faster on the button. I knew it was coming. Oh.
Tamara, wait until I say incorrect. Homegirl's trigger happy over here. All right, number two, bro.
Okay, that's not... What, really?
Maroon 5 was established here in L.A. Name at least one other member of Maroon 5 that's not Adam Levine.
Oh, you jerk. What?
Time's running out.
Mark?
Let's go to the judges. Mark?
Wrong.
That's incorrect. By the way, visually, Brian started cringing before he got shocked on that one. He's already cringing.
I knew it was coming, man. Tamara won't push the button. She lets me get tortured.
By the way, we don't know the answer to number two either. All right, number three.
I know. PJ Morton.
There you go. Number three. Sorry, name the first.
Phone a friend.
All right, here we go. For St. Paddy's Weekend. Brian, name the first Irish family to settle in Southern California, and it was in 1849.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Come on, bro.
You got this.
The O'Malley's?
That is incorrect. Yeah, he's on the ground.
Wait, we're... This is a sick joke. Really taking pleasure in Brian, in pain.
Are you turning it up over there? What the hell? That one took my knees out.
By the way, before we congratulate Cesley, Brian, there are 379,000 vehicles each day on the 405 freeway.
I said 4 million. Close.
Yeah. Number three, it's actually the Murphy family. Not the O'Malley, bro.
That's my brother's middle name.
Come on, bro. Fun fact, they were the first English-speaking people in California, by the way.
Okay.
So there you go. Cesley, congratulations. Woo! You got all three questions correct. You are the winner.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Yeah, great. Thanks. And she got all those right?
No, her questions were different.
Yo, that was?
Yeah, I forgot to tell you that. My bad.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 91. Amp Radio.
So Captain Marvel isn't just dominating the box office, but it's also making 90s music rad again.
Even if there's a small chance, we owe this to everyone who's not in this room to try.
Whatever it takes.
So dramatic. I love it. Basically, the superhero film is set in the 90s. So music in the film and on the soundtrack is all 90s. It includes songs Only Happy When It Rains by Garbage, Come As You Are by Nirvana, Just a Girl by No Doubt, and What a Man by Salt-N-Pepa.
Get it.
But this is what's cool. These oldie but goodie songs are actually, they've seen an average 464% increase in sales after the first weekend in theaters.
I mean, that wasn't hard. Two people had to get it to have a 462%.
Hey, I get down to a little salt and pepper here and there.
Yeah, not in the last 15 years.
And I got Ratchet.
Have you guys seen the movie yet?
No, maybe I'll see it this weekend.
No, it's funny because I've seen, most people I've seen like it. Some people say it's too long, but then I love it on the internet when somebody puts up on Facebook, walked out of Captain Marvel, worst movie ever. Jeez. And then just the horde of of Marvel movie defenders come in there, Avengers defenders come in there and just demolish them in the comments.
And by the way, you played yourself, bro. You just paid $20 and walked out, homie.
Yeah.
Joke's on you. Mm-hmm. So there's now officially a day named after Meek Mill.
Oh, good. Welcome to my house, party,
party, His hometown of Philadelphia has given him his own day, which is March 14th, and they're simply calling it Meek Mill Day. In a statement about the honor, Meek basically said, the one time that my city showed me support was the one time I came out of prison, and I want to show the support back and do it for the people that actually stood up for me. It means a lot.
I'd really like to see Philadelphia hold all the people who incarcerated him and lied and did all those things, hold them like really accountable. I mean, I'm glad he got a day. I'm glad he's not in jail. I'm glad all that stuff. But how corrupt the Philadelphia police department was on that, I'd like to see that happen. So Meek Mill Day next year, maybe we just like they can go to trial or something.
Hmm.
Condemn them day.
Right.
I'm not going to lie. This whole college admission scam just bums me out, especially, you know, with the involvement of Aunt Becky. I grew up on Full House. Right? It kind of like it just hurts my little childhood heart. And basically, so the kind of like the update right now, after obviously she's being charged, her and her husband allegedly paid over $500,000 to get her daughters into USC. A couple updates here. Lori has been officially fired from Fuller House, so she's not being asked to come back next season. The Hallmark Channel has also cut ties with Lori, which is crazy because she's among what they call the Christmas Queen. She basically stars in like all their holiday movies.
Right.
So that's...
What a brutal title, the Christmas Queen. Movies are so lame.
But she gets paid a lot. That's where she gets all her money, you know?
It's just so boring.
Yo, USC is expensive, bro. You gotta be in all the Hallmark movies.
I just still think they're so dumb for not just donating $500,000 to USC to name the Aunt Becky Drama Center, and then they're gonna course let her kid in.
You're good. You get a plaque on a bench, you're set. Let's go.
Yeah, and then this is kind of controversial, too. Sephora has actually dropped Aunt Becky. I just feel like I have to call her Aunt Becky. Aunt Becky's daughter, Olivia Jade, who's a big influencer. She had her own like I think it was an eyeshadow palette at Sephora, but they basically like cut her out of her modeling contract.
So I've heard a lot of people say, yo, that's unfair. Sephora pulled out on her in that situation. And my question is, was she aware of this? Like, did she take pictures and pose to as a fake crew member to try to get into SC?
Well, we haven't seen the pictures yet because I've been searching, but I hear there are pictures of her fake being ethnic. She's a crew member.
So part of that whole organization, that fake nonprofit, part of their whole thing was they had to fake, like they created fake Facebook profiles. Mm-hmm. They'd Photoshop things for not just Olivia Jade, but for all the kids that were trying to be fake athletes. So for me, it's like, I know she knew something was up. She knew she wasn't a crew team person and she never went to a crew practice, but I don't think she knew that what was happening was illegal with the money and stuff.
And then I heard this morning that both daughters have allegedly dropped out of USC already, so there's that. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you, Chelsea. Happy Friday.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Thanks for hanging out with us. No surprise, new study dropped this week, and yes, we, California, have two cities in the top three cities with the most aggressive drivers. But where does LA land on this in the top three? Brian, take a guess, bro. In the top three.
You know what, man? I've lived in Boston, Atlanta, Seattle, San Francisco, and LA's the worst. I'm going number one.
Chels?
One, for sure.
You're going all the way.
Yep.
And you're saying that because you're one of the aggressive drivers.
I will admit, I know it's like survival of the fittest. You got to kind of get out there. People are aggressive. You got to be aggressive back.
Give me an example of your aggressiveness. I can't wait for this.
Well, I have like two specific girlfriends that stand out in my head, like don't like driving with me. Like they'll like any excuse for them to drive instead of me because they're like scared the entire time. And I'm like, I'm just trying to, you know, make up time. We got to get there.
Like, I think there's a difference between being aggressive and like being insane. And what I notice here is that, you know, we get stuck in these big jams and everyone's so frustrated that as soon as you get one of those little stretches where everyone can go faster, you got people who just gun it. They're like 200 miles an hour. And then you got motorcycles whipping down between the cars. Listen, if you're a motorcyclist who does that, I don't know how you have the courage because I would be terrified to drive between cars.
So here it is, guys. Top three most aggressive cities in regards to drivers. Number three, Sacramento.
What? <Random.
laughs> State capital, right? Number two, Philadelphia. And number one, LA, baby.
Let's get it. Number one. Number one.
By the way, Cali has four cities in the top 10. San Francisco and San Diego as well. You know what? Two reasons why I believe people are so aggressive here in Southern California, specifically LA, is one, there are times you are stuck in traffic on the 10, the 405, whatever, and there's no reason why everybody stopped. Like, you're like, oh, there must be an accident. No, there wasn't. It's just, you never know what it is. And number two, I think we're just overdramatic. Let me give you an example. I was driving home just last week. And there was an accident on the 10 freeway. I'm going to, through everybody's favorite freeway intersection, which is the 10 freeway downtown LA, where the 5, the 60, the 101, the 110. Oh, it's amazing. It's so much fun there, right? So it's one of those situations where everybody has to go into the left lane, right? Everybody's getting pushed out of it because there's an accident or something. So I'm taking turns letting somebody go in, and then I'll go in, right? So on and so forth. This dude in a Tesla, of course, it had to be a Tesla, was texting. I don't know what he was doing, but he missed his turn. So I swooped in and went in front of him. He looked up at that moment and thought that I cut him off and went before him. Mm-hmm. So the dude inside his car, which looks hilarious because it looks like he's in a fishbowl, is swinging his arms up and down, giving me two middle fingers.
Double middle fingers.
And then he proceeds to do this movement, a fist movement with his right hand as he's pretending to stick something in his mouth.
I think I know what that thing
okay?
is.
Okay? Wow. And I'm like, whoa. Guys, I'm not joking. For 2 minutes straight, this guy did those movies. I was like, are you serious? So what did I do? I opened up my sunroof. I opened up my sunroof and I gave him two fingers. Peace, bro. Peace.
You would.
Peace.
So
I was like, yeah, what's the point? Just so boring. What am I going to do? Like, chill out, bro. You're going to have a heart attack. Just chill out. I know he's mad because he can't find somewhere to charge his Tesla. It's not my fault, dog.
Tell us
about
it.
You decided to do that, man.
Listen, listen, Tesla guy, settle down, man.
Tell him, Brian.
Calm down.
You know what? We're all going to the same place. Just because I'm one car in front of you doesn't... What, is it going to make you 0.1 of a second a little bit later? Mm-hmm. Just hang in there, buddy. Oh, you care about the environment? Well, care about your personal environment.
Can have said better myself.
Yep.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate you.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
All right, we got dope things for you to do this St. Patty's weekend, and we won't talk about baby making. Chels, what are some cool things to do, man? The weather's going to be gorgeous.
Yeah, well, first off, there are a lot of things going on this weekend. I had a hard time choosing, so first off, I just want to say you probably should Google what's going on in your city. I'm going to list a bunch.
All right, fantastic.
But,
so next.
No, but I'm just saying, there's a lot going on. I can't get to everything.
It's going to music. Just Google it.
First and foremost, Hermosa Beach has a day parade, which I hear is awesome. It goes down tomorrow, not Sunday, but there's like bagpipers, marching bands, cars decked out in green. Oh, nice. Nice little touch there.
You got your chills?
She got nervous like you were going to song
and
again.
I was like, wait.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
It's like the music they play at the Oscars when you've gone too long.
I know. I'm looking at the first one. I have like seven. Okay. Sister station at K-Rock. Our sister station K-Rock is doing an event on Sunday. They're teaming up with the band Flogging Molly and taking over the grounds of the Hollywood Palladium.
That's dope.
For
great venue.
For a block party, mm-hmm. which sounds really cool.
And it's that venue, I mean, they're going to have that place rocking, so it's going to be
fun. For sure.
Casey's St. Patrick's Day Street Festival, which is in downtown LA. Casey's Irish Pub puts on this street festival. It bars open at 6 a.m.
All right, settle down, guys.
So,
but you know what? It reminds me of when we were watching the World Cup last summer.
Yes.
The games were being shown at like 5 a.m. And we were in downtown L.A. at Don Chente's. Mexico! Mexico!
You know who went to bed at 10 a.m. that day? Me.
Brian was like hungover at 2 p.m.
And that goes till 2 a.m. So that's going to be a day and a half. But sounds really fun. Rockin' Riley's annual St. Patty Block Party. That's right on Sunset. I've been to this one before. It's really fun. And the cool thing about this is the portion of proceeds go to an animal rescue mission, which is pretty cool. For some kids, some stuff to do with the kids, there's a leprechaun hunt at Pretend City in Irvine. Basically, they're calling it the End of the Rainbow Treasure Hunt, which seems great. And then this is really funny and random. In Woodland Hills, there is a St. Patrick's Day Fortnite event.
Oh, dope.
So you take your kids, play some Fortnite, but there's also some like activities, scavenger hunts. It seems cool. I think it's about $10 per kid, but that should be fun. And then I thought this was really neat for like a little sweet treat in Santa Ana. Chunk and Chip at 4th Street Market basically has, they've created this special boozy Lucky Charms ice cream infused with Irish whiskey dessert, and I guess it sells out. Like it's a tradition, they always do it. So get up early and get your boozy ice cream.
Thank you so much, Chels. Mm-hmm. So dope things for you to do the St. Patty's weekend. Calle Cuatro's going down right there in Santa Ana.
And also dope things to do, take Uber and Lyft.
Yeah, good call.
Don't drive, man. Every year, you like it. Just keep the road safe. Go have fun. Don't worry about it. If you're a designated driver, hats off to you, but just be safe, man.
Absolutely.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Dopest Moment Award going out right now to Alyssa from Fullerton for being brutally honest, and I'll say more brutal than honest, to be quite honest with you, with Kyle from San Dimas. They're on the phone together in our little speed dating segment that we call the Hookup Hotline. Just wait till the end. She's at a whole nother level. Check this out.
Since St. Patty's Day is this weekend, when was the last time that you got lucky?
Last year.
Wow.
Last year?
Hey, what's wrong with that?
A few months ago.
Wait, you can't change it.
I got a question for you.
Ooh,
are you a smooth peanut butter or a crunchy peanut butter person?
What?
I mean, I'm crunchy, I guess. I don't know. Is there like a deeper meaning there? Or like...
You tell me.
Time's up. Kyle, we're going to put you on hold. You won't be able to hear Alyssa's answer. She wants to hook up or hang up. That way you're not swayed by it. All right, buddy?
You got it.
Oh, my gosh. Alyssa, what are your thoughts on Kyle? Hook up or hang up?
No, I feel like he's kind of a nerd.
Yeah.
Like, that's not cute to me. You know what I mean?
So you'd rather have a dude that's getting lucky and smashing every week?
No, I just rather not date a dork.
In the bedroom.
Exactly.
Finish him. Fatality.
So good. But I like both of them so much, though. Like, Kyle still kind of won me over. Like, he was totally a nerd, but... I don't know. I'd maybe go on a date with him.
Chelsea, we still have his number.
Yeah, right.
Well,
you would hate him. He'd be like, gee whiz, Chelsea, what do you want to do for our date today? By Zoom.
It'd probably get by Zoom.
Jiminy Crickets.
It'd get old after like 20 minutes, but still.
20 minutes? It was old after 10 seconds with that guy.
Gee whiz.
All right, yes, your Ortiz coming up next, taking over your radio. Check out our podcast on the daily. Download the radio.com app, search Amp Morning Show, and there we will be. Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy.
Gee whiz.
Nobody deserves that power of your life. Have fun this St. Patty's weekend. Thank you.
I wanna.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.